Last year, 150 people in Suffolk County died from opiate overdoses, the most in all of New York State. Now the county is putting the heroin antidote Narcan into the communities hit hardest by the epidemic. Joe Ryder of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
In 2006, the state began training responders in the administration of Narcan. At the time, the only available route was through injection.
In 2012, the mucosal atomizer device hit the market, and that gave us an opportunity to give Narcan by squirting through an atomizer into the nose. And that exponentially opened up, you know, the amount of people who were able to safely administer Narcan.
That was Bob DeLaghi, the director of EMS and Public Health Emergency Preparedness in Suffolk County. As of mid-June, the health department's program has trained almost 6,000 overdose responders. Maria Ansley is one of Suffolk's newest trained responders. Like most people taking the class, she wants to keep her friends and family safe.
I have friends that are addicts. I've had friends that passed from addiction.
But as the number of Narcan administrations and lives saved increases, totaling 546 last year, the number of overdose deaths continues to climb. According to DeLaghi, the Narcan program has saved hundreds of lives, but the solution to Suffolk's heroin crisis needs to go far beyond Narcan.
But I think the important thing to remember is that this is a problem that requires multiple layers of involvement at the local level, the state level, the federal level. There's a law enforcement component. There's a saving lives in the streets component. There's a substance abuse treatment and insurance industry component. And many changes are taking place as we sit today to try to engage in what I call a whole community approach.
On Wednesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill into law that increases funding for Narcan and limits opiate prescriptions to 7 days, down from 30. Joe Ryder, WSHU News.